There's nothing unusual about buying things online, but how about getting your vision tested via the internet? Only one company offers this service in the U.S., and it's facing criticism from eye care professionals. A bill on Governor Nathan Deal's desk would ban it in Georgia, and other states have already taken that step. It's called Opturnative, and you need a computer and smartphone to take it.
Make your room as dark as possible. Close your window blinds and turn off or dim your lights in your room to avoid glare.
The site asks for my shoe size to make sure I'm the right distance from the screen. And after marking my place with my keys, I'm ready to start. Okay, in the next test, select whether the blurs between the triangle appear to touch at all. Continue. You can see a distinct black area between the triangles. You should select no. It's a lot like a standard vision test, but there's no one asking, is this better? Or how about this? Or this? Or this? Instead, you use your phone's web browser to answer questions about what you see.
We're trying to identify how bad your vision is. So we're kind of testing your vision to failure is the way that I would describe it.
Aaron Dalek is an entrepreneur and CEO of Chicago-based Opturnative. I spoke with him via Skype. He co-founded the company with an optometrist who is searching for ways to offer eye exams online.
Me being a lifetime glasses and contact wearer, I was like, where do we start? So that was about 3.5 years ago, and we've been working on it ever since.
Dalek says 40,000 patients have used Opturnative. The test is free, but you'll pay $40 if you want a prescription for glasses or contacts, or $60 if you want a script for both. It's available in 32 states. That includes Georgia, but maybe not for long. Earlier this year, state lawmakers passed a bill that would ban online eye exams. The sponsor, Representative Earl Earhart, ridiculed Opturnative while speaking to a House committee.
They're required to use a computer and measure a certain distance away from the computer using their shoe. That's why the company claims for the exam to be accurate. That's fairly difficult to believe. I think our trained optometric doctors under their current protocols and our ophthalmologists go a little bit further than the shoe standard with their training and education.
Atlanta optometrist Minty Nguyen took the test for herself, and she has pretty strong feelings about it.
You think it's something that should be banned?
I agree with that.
You
completely,
do?
100%.
Nguyen likes that Opturnative asks patients about their overall health or if they're having trouble with their vision, but she's skeptical of its accuracy, saying there are too many variables for a patient to mess up.
And again, it's not for me to make any more money as an optometrist. It's just that it kind of encourages patients to neglect the health portion of their exam, which is key. You don't want to go blind. It's one of your most important senses.
In a statement, the American Academy of Ophthalmology says the test may be suitable for people aged 18 to 39 who need an update for their prescription, but only as a follow-up to regular visits with an eye doctor. The American Optometric Association goes even further. They want the FDA to pull Opturnative from the market. CEO Aaron Dalek insists the test is not a replacement for a full exam.
We recommend patients get a comprehensive eye health exam every 2 years. And for some people, maybe they choose to get it less often, but that's their choice. And that's part of the free market for patients to be able to kind of choose what's best for them.
Governor Nathan Deal hasn't taken action on the bill to outlaw Opturnative in Georgia, but other states are moving quickly to ban online eye exams. Regulators in Michigan sent Opturnative a cease and desist order, and Indiana's ban takes effect in July. For GPB News, I'm Bradley George in Atlanta.